on the Togel Theater. Tony Show, very, very happy to have someone who is the longtime vice president of the Drama Desk. She is also a writer for City Arts. It's a Stratus Media paper. And she is the co-host of the long-running cable TV show in Manhattan, Two on the Isle, with my good friend Charles Gross. She is Leslie Hoban Blake, and she's going to be talking about Best Direction in two different categories of the Tonys. Welcome, Leslie.
I am indeed going to talk about that. Those are the only categories for direction in the Tonys. And,
true.
Just to mention, in case nobody knows this, David used to be on that long-running show. I didn't exactly take his place, but I did come in after him.
I was never an official host. I came in as a guest fairly frequently for a couple of years.
I came in as a guest and became an official. How's that?
Nice.
But in town, they would have used you, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Of course. Because I'm so much better than you, Leslie.
We won't go there.
We won't go there at all. But
we're different. I don't run around the chairs or hit people over the head with playbills, which the others do.
Let's get to our first category with Leslie Hoban Blake, Best Direction of a Play. The category includes Pam MacKinnon with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Nicholas Martin directing Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Bartlett Sher for Golden Boy, and George C. Wolfe for Lucky Guy. Leslie, your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to talk a bit about this because it's very interesting. Of course, there's only one woman in that mix, but at least there is a woman in that mix. And it runs the gamut. It runs a famous drama in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, a brand new knee-slapping comedy, a knockabout, fall on the floor, laughs, by Chris Durang, a revival of an old-timey, really old-timey play by Clifford Odets, Golden Boy, which was then made into a movie with John Garfield. And I don't remember who the woman was. It wasn't Joan Crawford, but it was somebody like that. And then George C. Wolfe, who is best known for things like Angels in America, and doing a play called Lucky Guy starring Tom Hanks. And it's a much more traditional play than he's used to doing, although he's given it an interesting spin. If you want me to say what I want to say about all of these, it's like putting apples and oranges in a basket together and saying, which do you like best? I have a passion for both Bartlett Sher and George C. Wolfe. I'm very fond of each of them. Bartlett Sher did the most beautiful South Pacific I have ever seen, and I will never forget that particular play. His revival of Golden Boy was shimmering. Did you get to see it?
I did not get to see it, unfortunately. I heard it was wonderful.
Shimmering. And, yeah. You know, scene after scene after scene, recreating the, I can't think of the artist's name now. I know the artist's name, and I can't think of it. The famous artist of the period who did a lot of boxing stuff. Somebody will call you and tell you his name.
Okay.
Or something. Anyway. And then Pam MacKinnon's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf suddenly gave us a very different Martha, not to mention a different George, but a different Martha. George has always been a little bit different when I've seen it. Martha's always been pretty much the same. She's a powerhouse. She's blousy. She cackles. She brays. But not this one. This is Amy Morton, and she was just amazing. A totally new take on this. George C. Wolfe did a kind of an interactive piece with Tom Hanks. He talks to the audience. He breaks the fourth wall. Everybody smokes. Everybody drinks. Everybody, you know, but I didn't think it was a very good play. And I wasn't taken with the direction of that. So for me, it's between Bartlett.
For Golden Boy and?
Golden Boy and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And the Drama Desk gave the award to Pam MacKinnon for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I don't even know that Bartlett Sher was nominated for that. I probably think that the Tonys didn't get to see that play. I think if it were me giving the award, I would give it to Bartlett Sher, even though Pam MacKinnon did a wonderful job. He did such a brilliant job of bringing that play to life in a 1930s kind of way. I think George C. Wolfe will win because he's got Tom Hanks in the cast and everybody loves the winner and everybody loves the star.
We're talking with Leslie Hoban Blake. She is, of course, from Two on the Isle on TV. She's also the vice president of the Drama Desk. I probably should have mentioned that you've been a director for many, many years. Have you ever directed a musical?
I have. I directed The King and I.
Good Lord, where?
In stock, in summer stock. And it was dreadful because we had 7 days to put on The King and I, and you can't do The King and I in 7 days. Somebody will call you and say, yes, you can, but I don't believe that you can put on The King and I in 7 days and give it any kind of justice whatsoever.
You can do the Alan Cumming one-man King and I. That's about the only thing you can do.
No Anna at all. But it is an opulent play, and it deserves all kinds of opulence, and to do it on a shoestring is just ridiculous.
Well, what did you think, Leslie, of the Best Direction of a Musical category, which includes Scott Ellis directing The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Jerry Mitchell with Kinky Boots, Diane Paulus for Pippin, and Matthew Warchus for Matilda the Musical?
Well, I think it's interesting that they went all the way back to Scott and The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which is a revival and was at the beginning of the season, because there were not too many plays you could find. And I don't think they could find four plays in this category. The Drama Desk went back to Christmas Story and Bring It On to make up their category. So it's a sparse category, musicals. Kinky Boots is an adaptation of the film, rather, which I absolutely adored. And Jerry Mitchell outdoes himself. And Jerry Mitchell won this year's Mr. Abbott Award, so he's Mr. Hot Director. Diane Paulus has revived Pippin, and did for Pippin what she did for Hair, only Pippin isn't even... She did it even more, so, with Pippin. And Matthew Warchus did Matilda, just brought this... I walked out of Matilda thinking, how did they do that? He's got 42 children on the stage, and they behave and act magnificently. In terms of who did best for what, I'm going to go with my favorite. That cuts out two of them. Mystery of Edwin Drood is not my favorite.
Me neither, by far, yeah.
Kinky Boots, while I loved it, and while I think that Mr. Porter should get his shot at the Tony, I didn't care. It wasn't my favorite play.
Okay.
Pippin and Matilda were. So now it's down to Pippin and Matilda for me, and again, apples and oranges. But what she did with Pippin, I never saw the original. I kind of didn't want to, or I didn't have the money at the time. I don't remember which, but I didn't see it. So this is a brand new play for me, and just shiny and new, and as opposed to feeling like a revival, and with wonderful things in it all the way around. Matilda is a crazy play. It's a children's story in which horrible things happen, because, of course, it's Roald Dahl. And Warchus doesn't shrink from the horrible things. He instead goes right into them and gives us Bertie Carvel as Miss Trunchbull, who looks like a physicalization of that little homunculus in that cartoon movie.
Which?
Despicable Me. It looks like Despicable Me brought to life. It's a no-neck monster, you know, gigantic-sized person. So, lots of things going on. Here's the deal. The Drama Desk gave the award to two women. Pam McKinnon and Diane Paulus won both of the Direction Awards. This is a first, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to happen at the Tonys, but I think that Diane Paulus is going to win for Pippin. And I think she should win for Pippin. I think she did a fantastic job. She shares the credit, of course, with some of the Cirque du Soleil people. And Gypsy, somebody or other, for Gypsy Schneider, is that her name?
Gypsy Schneider, yeah, for doing some of the circus acts and all that acrobatic stuff,
but,
yeah.
But it's so seamless that you can't tell who did what when. Somebody had to think to put a circus act over there first, you know, and then get the circus act in. And I just think she did a fantastic job. You can talk all you want to about the Julie Taymor Spider-Man kind of thing, you know, and all the problems that she had. But Julie Taymor is best known for doing exactly this kind of show. Yet she didn't do that with Spider-Man. This show just... You just sort of go, well, how did they do that? You know, and it's not about projections. It's not about people hanging from the ceiling right. In the theater. They're hanging from the ceiling on the stage. And doing it brilliantly. So I'm giving it to Bartlett Sher and Diane Paulus.
What I would like to know from you, though, is your favorite play or musical of the whole season. It could be off-Broadway, too. What was it?
I would have said Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike until yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. What did you see yesterday?
Well, yesterday I saw Nikolai and the others at Lincoln Center, Richard Nelson, and it is one of the most brilliant. It's totally his own thinking. It didn't happen. It's totally not true. It's fictional, but he has created a world in which Igor Stravinsky, George Balanchine, Koussevitzky, any famous Russian who was alive in 1948, all meet in Westport, Connecticut, while Balanchine is working on his famous Orfeo with Igor Stravinsky. It stars Michael Cerveris and John Glover, two of my very favorite actors in the whole world, and a bunch of other wonderful actors. What Richard Nelson has done, I mean, forget Chekhov, forget, you know, any of the people that you might say, Richard Nelson has just made this whole period his own. And, of course, the beginning of the Cold War, and the CIA is involved, and everybody's watching everybody else, and everybody's nervous because they don't want to be sent back to Russia, and they don't want bad things to happen to them, and it is just fantastic. It's a 2.5-hour play. It flies by. The person I went with fell asleep. It's not for everybody, but I have to say that I was intellectually stimulated. The set design is fantastic. The costumes are by Jane Greenwood, who has been around for 100 years and still makes the most beautiful costumes in the world.
The thing is, Leslie, you don't really have to choose because, actually, Vanya and Sonia was the 2012...
And Nikolai is the new season? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, Nikolai opened on May 6th, so you can vote for it next year.
Okay, well, then Vanya, Masha, Sonia, and Spike for last year. And maybe Nick. See, now Nikolai's going to have a lot of competition.
That's right. It's got 11 and a half months to go.
Absolutely. But right now, if you're coming to New York, anybody, and you want to see something that's absolutely magnificent, go see Nikolai.
Well, it's been magnificent talking to you, Leslie Hoban-Blake.